and it's on the left column toward the top. It starts off saying, the Midrash Ocho Vekedem Sartani. And Tuk Vesh Lamed Hei. First Mimer of Tuk Vesh Lamed Hei. The Midrash Ocho Vekedem Sartani, referring to the human being, he says that you created me last and first. Zacha, if a person merits, Omrim Lo, they say to him, Ata Kidamta, you came before all things. Ve'imlav, and if we're not meritorious, Yitush Kadamcha, then a mosquito, a bug, has come before you. So depending on how the human being behaves is what will be the response to him. If we are Zocha, then we say the human being was first. If we're not, then we say even the small little insect came before you. Ve'hine Tzorech Tam. It requires explanation. No, this is him. This is Fas Emes now. That's it. Yitush Kadamcha, that's the end of the Midrash.
Is it
possible? Ocha Vekedem Sartani. I think it's from Tehillim. I think so.
Yeah. Is that referring to the first
or
second?
I think it's referring to the Ochar is the fact that a person was created on Yom HaShishi, the very end of creation. And the Kedem could be referring to I was thinking that it was referring to the Yetzirah of the Neshama. That the Neshama was actually created earlier and then joined to Adam and he was created. But that might not be correct. I'm not sure about that. The Hine Tzorech Tam, it needs a reason, an understanding. Lama Nivra Achron Lamaisa. How come we were created at the very end? There's a lot of things said about that, and he's going to look at a certain approach to it. Why were we created at the very end of the Maisa, of the final act of creation? Vahatirutz, and an answer to this, an approach to this, is Kadesha Yihya Korov Liyom HaShabbos. So that a person could be very close and near to the day of Shabbos. By creating us at the end, He actually created us right next to Shabbos. Kama shukasa b'midrash gamkin, as the midrash also says, k'day sheyichnos l'shabbos miyad, so that a person would be able to enter Shabbos right away. We were created Friday, and that way we could enter Shabbos right away. Yes, Josh?
I was thinking that in August, it says there were 10 things that would be in the day of Shmosos. It really puts a different light on the fact that the mouth of an ass was created not to consider ourselves too much, but it says the payoff, the one that supposed to go on. But anyway.
I wonder what that means in respect to this, the fact that we were the last ones created.
Interesting. One of the interpretations of that particular one is that those things go from greater levels of Kedusha to lower, and that the last thing is tongs made out of tongs, which is to indicate the fact that we have to work for a living or whatever. So those may all symbolize some relationship between man and the rest of creation.
That's possible. That's a nice idea.
But all those things bring us into Shabbos.
Okay. Upirish ha'inyan, and the explanation of this is ki ha'oras yom ha'shabbos hu ha'ora b'soch ha'briya. The illumination of Shabbos is a ha'ora that actually extends into creation. It goes into the briya. V'hu nitin rak l'ha'adam, and it was only given over to the human being. Ki kol sha'ar ha'briya hem chumrin. All other aspects of creation are physical and material things. B'koach chiyusam nitin lahem b'shas habriya, and the power of their life, their quality of life, their koach to live, it was given to them when they were created. And so they're chumri, and they were given a certain koach to exist at the moment of their creation. Avol ha'adam, however, a human being, Sheyeshba Nishmas Elohim, who contains a neshama given to him from God. Nitin imo ha'ora kamo shohu ba'olam hazeh. It was given to him, a ha'ora, seems to me saying, even as he does exist here. So even though that we were created in olam hazeh, we were given the ha'ora of Shabbos, standing right here, occupying our place in olam hazeh, we got this ha'ora from a higher place, a me'in olam haba place. So the way this Shabbos shines into the Bria really is through the human being. It's what's the connection of Shabbos to the Bria if the Bria can't really handle being mekabel it? It's too chumri. So because we're a creation, we exist in the physical world too, Shabbos is connected to us, and through us Shabbos goes into the world. B'kol echad yachol. Do you have b'kol echad in your forum there? Mm-hmm. You have echad? Okay. Might have to start by. B'kol echad yachol l'takein atzma l'hargish ha'oras nishmaso ha'ayona. And each person is able to rectify, improve themselves, to be able to perceive or sense the light of their higher soul. V'lochein ein zeh harchoka la'adam. So therefore, actually being created at the end is not really distancing the human being. V'mashehu nivra b'achrona, and that we were created at the end. Kihu la'olam davuk b'or ha'olyam, because actually it causes us to stick and be close to a higher light. We're created right next to Shabbos. The Shabbos attaches itself to the Bria through us. V'hu b'emtzo'iyus ha'Shabbos me'in olam haba. And through this vehicle of Shabbos, which is Me'in Olam Haba, we then attain a closeness to a higher light, a higher or. V'haremez la'odim b'mashin nivra b'achrona. So therefore, the hint to a human being in that we were created last at the end, who is, lahodia ki eino yachol li'asher atzma lava l'makom haro'i la, ad sheyakarev kol hanivroim shehem teluyin ba. So why were we created at the end? It's to give us a message that we're only able to really straighten ourselves out and complete ourselves and attain the goal which is fitting for us if we have indeed brought all other creations along with us, because they are totally on us. So creating us at the end is saying, everything up until you is dependent upon you. Everything up until the human being, it needs you. You're created at the end to be misake in the whole thing. And our connection to Shabbos is what gives us the ability to do that, to bring Shabbos into the world through us. V'ho'adam yesh ba neshama gavoha, v'nitin b'shval ha'madrega, b'shatal ha'madrega. A person has a very lofty, elevated soul, and it was given to us, even though we occupy a very low physical world, and we have a goof which is physical. Right, the Ramchal says that we're the only Bria to have a combination, a harkova of Ruchni and Gashmi. We're the only Bria like that. And the Neshama and the goof are two totally separate and distinct Nivroim. And we were Zocha to have that Neshama Elyona attach itself through Hashem's Ratzon to our goof. Shaya'ale Hakol. And by doing that, because we are connected to a higher place, we can lift everything there, l'shorash nishmasa, to the source of our soul. Zesher kasuv achar v'kedem sartani. Therefore, as it says, you created me last and first. So maybe he's saying, achar is that we're created at the end, with the sof of the maisa. It's our task to lift everything up. And kedem seems to be referring to the shorash of our neshama, that it's the highest of the core. And we're connected to that, and therefore we can raise everything up to Shemayim. Just another comment here from what the Ramchal says, that the Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem that the neshama of a person, what it accomplishes as is it's makasher us to Olam HaSalyonim. Even though we can't feel the neshama's presence within us, but it's makasher us to higher olamas. So when we do something here, it makes an impact up there. We're connected up there. He's taking that concept and saying, and the entire Bria is connected up there through us. Right? Because we're connected and we can be mala everything, were able to lift everything up to its shorish and shemayim. And of course his thrust here is that it's our proximity to Shabbos, and that Shabbos, also coming from a higher place, penetrates the world through us, that enables us even more so to lift everything up to its shorish. Question of mine, or just a thought? Yes, Mark.
Now I have a question about the Yid is born on the sixth day, and Adam, Bereishis and
right.
all that. Just before Shabbos, and I see the lead in. And what about for the non-Yid? How do they connect to Shabbos? Do they have the same?
It is really through the Jewish people.
Okay.
Because when Adam was created, Kodem HaChet, he contained all of humanity in
yeah.
him. Then La'achar HaChet, things changed. And the Jewish people, through Avraham Avinu, were able to accomplish a connection to the state of Adam Kodem HaChet, through Avraham Avinu. So that first state we were created in contained all things. At this point, post-Chet, the way the entire world, including non-Jewish people, have a kesher to Shabbos is through the Jewish people, through Klal Yisrael. So much so that a Gentile is not permitted to keep Shabbos in its entirety. It's usher. It's not permitted for a non-Jew to keep Shabbos in its entirety. They have to get that relationship through Klal Yisrael's Shemiras HaShabbos.
Interesting that, two religions that take their starting point from Yiddishkeit, for whatever reason they have of themselves, they couldn't bring themselves to make Shabbos on Shabbos. They have their Sabbath, but they have to be different.
The Muslim Sabbath is on Friday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they have it's like a remnant. They have something that's like that. In some cases, they have many restrictions in telephone.
Right.
Not for sure, not on Saturday.
Right. Interesting observation. Yes, Steph.
Is there a difference between a Shalom and a Jew and a Gentile?
Oh, yes. Aaron, how you doing? A Gentile does not possess a neshama elyona. A Gentile possesses a nefesh, and it has a measure of ruchnius to it. But that's what a Gentile possesses. A nefesh is more like a life force, a quality of life, a color of life. Yes, but they have one that's human, because each species of living thing has its own type of nefesh ha-Bahamas. There's a human nefesh ha-Bahamas also, and there's also a Gentile one and a Jewish one, which are also different. The nefesh ha-Bahamas of a Gentile is unique to that human being, and of a Jew is unique to that human being. Look in the first few parakim of the Sefer HaTanya, from the Baal HaTanya, he describes the distinction between the nefesh ha-Bahamas of a Jew and of a Gentile. The first few parakim there in the Tanya.
Unless it's really a Jew just enclosed in Gentile packaging.
Say it again?
Unless it's just a Jew enclosed.
You mean if it's actually a Jew, you're saying?
Just not Megali yet.
Yeah, a potential convert, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's still different because they don't have a Neshama yet. The potential Ger does still not have a Neshama, otherwise they'd be a Jew. They have no reason to convert. But there's some kind of remote Hisorurus that's there, that needs to be fully incorporated through the process of Geirus. But they don't have a neshama yet. That they gain a neshama through Kabbalah HaMitzvos in the presence of a Beis Din, and then going into the mikveh. And it's actually the tevila in the mikveh, when that occurs, that person now attains a Yiddish neshama. That's what happens there. So we are the only Bria to have a neshama. That's uniquely Jewish. A Gentile has a nefesh, and that nefesh has a certain amount of ruchnius to it, but a Gentile does not have what we call a neshama. So the spiritual essence of a Jew and a Gentile is quite different. Now, they still have a strong responsibility in the world to live a moral life and an an upright life and they can gain a portion in Olam Haba if they do so. But the difference is that that portion is not based on Taryag Mitzvot, whereas ours is. No. For example, if a non-Jewish person decides to put on tzitzis, it doesn't do anything. No. It's like wearing a shirt. There's no spiritual connection between that act and their soul. No, it doesn't fit. It's not in my team. But when a Jewish person does that, our neshama relates to that through the Ratzon Hashem who created that mitzvah in a way that gives us mitzvahs. That would not occur if a non-Jewish person put on a pair of tzitzis. This doesn't happen. But if they keep their Shavuot Mitzvahs B'nai Noah and live an upright life, they do gain Ruchnius through that, and they can gain a share in Olam Haba through that. But it's a different quality of Olam Haba.
Right.
Because
their Shavuot Mitzvahs really
is the Shavuot
Mitzvahs.
That's right. Ours is really... through the Targum right?
We say that we have a neshama that also includes the ruach and the
nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Those are the five halakim, right? And even that nefesh is not the same as the nefesh that we're talking about that we that we have. It's qualitatively different.
The that terminology, Rambam, he defines the Jew as having a nefesh and the non-Jew as not having it.
Interchangeable. Sometimes the Rambam also in the Derech Hashem refers to our neshama as the nefesh. And another confusing thing is that the nefesh ha-Bahamas, which is not part of our neshama, is different than the nefesh ha-Bahamas, which is lower. So it's a little confusing out of gate. Okay. Neshutoah. Difficult memory. Page 133. The year would be Tough Ration and Aleph. First Mimer in Tough Ration and Aleph. 133, right column on the bottom. Okay. Bayom Ashmini Yimo Bisar Orla. So the Torah says that after a woman gives birth, she gives birth to a baby boy. On the eighth day, you shall circumcise the flesh of his orla. The Midrash Tanchuma brings Ma Sheheshiv Rabbi Akiva, that which Rabbi Akiva answered, Ma Sabasar Vedam Naim. So it's this discussion before, I think it was Turnus Rupus and Rabbi Akiva, and he asked Rabbi Akiva, what is better, the acts of a human being or the acts of God? What's more beautiful? And Rabbi Akiva said, the acts of people. So he said to him, what are you talking about? How can you say that that's greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria? So Rabbi Akiva said, look, you know, here's a wheat, you know, and then here's a cake. So you see, the way it grows, the way nature, the way God made it, it's wheat, but people make it into cake. And then he said that he knew that he was going to ask him also that if he responded that the acts of Hashem are greater, then why do we circumcise our son? Why don't we just take the child the way God made it and leave it? So he said, we do that in order to be mitzarites habriyos, in order to purify our creations. Lo nitnu ha-mitzvahs ela mitzarites habriyos. Rabbi Akiva said to him, mitzvahs were only given to us to be mitzareth, right, to purify creations. And Hashem created us in a certain way, wanting us to be mitzareth, wanting us to add that extra measure of mitzvah to complete ourselves. That's what God wanted. Be'isa, it says in the pasuk, Ein tzur kelokeinu, there's no tzur, rock or creator, like Hashem. The Chachamim darshan that tzayer, there's no artist like Hashem. Ein tzayer kelokeinu. And what do they say? Tzur tzura b'soch tzura. That God formed an image within an image. He formed a form within a form. The pshat of that seems to mean a neshama within the goof. Right? The tzura is the goof, and the tzura, the tzoch tzura, is the neshama, which also has a tzura, inside of the goof. And he wants to take that a little further. Pirish. Shenimsa ba'adam kama madregos. There actually is, within a human being, many, many levels of being. Many madregos of existence. Sheyuchal ha'adam lahotziyam mikoach el hapoa. And a person is able to bring them out from potential into actual. Kamo shekasuv, as it is said, zacha, if we are zacha, nosnim lo nefesh. We get a nefesh, right? Speaking of that level of the soul, right? Nefesh. Zacha yasir, if you are zacha, more than that, nosnim lo ruach neshama. We are receiving a ruach and a neshama. Now, the fact is we have a nefesh, ruach, and neshama. But it's saying that they come out more, they're expressed more based on our mice and based on our behavior. So if we're zocha, our nefesh is expressed more. If we're more zocha, our ruach and neshama are expressed even more so in our group. That's a high madrega. Ula olam, and always, tzorech lihios ha'odam poshet tzura velovesh tzura. That's an interesting concept. A person must always strip themselves of one form and dress themselves in another, and poshet tzura velovesh tzura, strip themselves of that form and then dress themselves in another. And he's talking about being ole in madregos, that let's say a person has a certain state of being, and in that state of being their ruchnius is expressed to a certain level, so they're lovesh that level. If they reach a higher level, they're poshet, right? They take off that level of ruchnius and they dress themselves, so to speak, in a higher level of ruchnius. Each time removing oneself from one madrega and then dressing oneself in the higher madrega. That's lovesh, poshet tzura velovesh tzura. And he says this can go on and on and on and on because our spiritual essence, our neshama, contains, you know, vast levels, many, many, many levels. We can always reach up, strip the level that we're on, and hit the next one. V'hine libnei Yisro, nitin hiskalus tzura hapanimius b'koach hamila shematirin ha'orlas. It was given over to the Jewish people a special koach to reveal the inner tzura of the human being through the koach of bris mila and the removal of the orla. So that orla actually is an ikuv, it's an obstacle in the expression of our ruchnius, of our spiritual identity. And just as physically the removal of the orla reveals the atara, it's something that's revealed physically, spiritually it's the same thing. That the removal of that allows a higher level of neshama to be expressed. So we're poshe tzura and lovesh tzura. V'oz yuchal lehiskalos tzura hapnimius, and then the higher human being is able to be revealed. So it gives us an idea as to the importance of the mitzvah of bris, because it basically sets the tone and allows a person to be able to do this over the course of the rest of their life. Because this physical act expresses our higher levels of neshama, we can continue to do that over the course of time through Shmiras HaTorah V'HaMitzvah. Josh, you understand that? What's that, Art?
I sound a little bit that we take away something that Josh said about it, is removing our connection, our attachment to Josh is in a way to allow something roughly to take its place.
Well, I'll tell you what I would say on this, is that with the Hasoris Ha'orla, it's not just the removal of a Dover Gashmi, but it's this particular Dover Gashmi, because the Orla is basically a koach of Tuma that rests on the human being, on the human body. We don't view the rest of our body like that at all. It's physical, but we don't view it as really containing such strong forces of Tuma. So the Hasoris Ha'orla is the necessary removal of Tuma from the body, the Tuma of the Orla, the Zehu, that's it.
at that point, right, we don't want to take anything else away. As a matter of fact, it's usur, you know, to actually cut something away, remove one's, a piece of one's body. It's not permitted, unless it's for the purpose of a higher good, like a surgery or something like that. You have to cut in order to do something greater. But that's it. And after that point, the human body is able, as it is, to express the levels of the neshama as a person climbs in Madrega. Right. Right. You take that as a paradigm.
Yes, I have a question. After, let's say, someone is Hospisham Nifter and all that, if they, what is your opinion, in regard, from both a material level and a halakhic level, as well as a spiritual level, I could say, about organ transplants or anything like that, or donating?
But we're not permitted to
do that.
You know, to give an organ. The only way in which it could be permitted is, theoretically speaking, right?
Yeah.
Were there somebody right there?
Mm-hmm.
We're there.
Hold on a second.